We are joined right now by the head baseball coach at Vanderbilt. He led Vanderbilt to a second College World Series title. Vanderbilt beat Michigan 8-2 on Wednesday to win that title. Vanderbilt won the SEC regular season and tournament titles. They set the league record for wins. They tied the record for draft picks. Vanderbilt 59-12 on the season. We are joined by head baseball coach Tim Corbin. Tim, really nice to have you on. How are you?
I'm doing good, Jim. Thank you.
It's great to have you, Tim. So I would imagine you've had a little bit of time for this to sink in right now. Let me start you off with this. Every national title, I'm sure, feels special, but how does that second title feel compared to the first?
Well, I'm probably able to process it a little bit more than the first time. Your mind has a chance to go everywhere when you do it that way, but this has been a special group for a lot of different reasons. I mean, you mentioned the record right off the bat, but never really been involved with a mature and consistent group like this. They have, from the start of the season to the end of the season, really kind of maintained themselves and always stayed centered. So we've kind of been the products of a lot of great outcomes. And for that, getting to the end here and finishing the season off, it's certainly been special to see.
Vanderbilt head baseball coach Tim Corbin joining us. You know, that record is something, Tim, 59-12. Michigan gets you in the first game of the series, which meant that when Kumar Rocker took the mound on Tuesday, he was doing it with the season on the line. Of course, he had done that before against Duke, and all he did was pitch one of the greatest games in college baseball history. Then Tuesday, he strikes out five of the first six, a total of 11 in 6 1/3 innings. Tim, how do you explain a freshman having that level of composure on the biggest stage?
Well, when you see him do it, you realize that he's not. You know, he's one of those kids that just thrives on the competitive environment. And, you know, you talk about some kids who are competitive, but he really pitches for his team. I mean, he's a very protective spirit. And when he gets out there, there's nothing else that's on his mind. He's not really driven by the outcomes. He's just driven by beating the opponent. But I know you had him on a couple of weeks ago, and that was nice of you. But he pitched that game and pitched the no-hitter in a very crucial situation, and then had to pitch again in a very crucial situation with our – you know, season on the line, and he did. He got us deep into the ball game, and he just never backs off. He's one of those punchers. He's like Joe Frazier. He's just aiming for you, John. He keeps coming, and for a kid to have those types of abilities and those types of fibers is, that's fun to watch as well.
What a great response. Tim, what do you mean when you say, and I've never heard the phrase, he has a great protective spirit?
It's one of those guys that, certain guys play this game and they posture through it and they get through it and they're worried about what they look like and the outcomes of them and individually how they do. That this kid's just all about protecting his teammates. And I think when you get a bunch of kids like that, they're driven by, you know, just the protection mode of just doing what they need to do to put their team in a favorable situation. And that's really all he cared about. You know, the Duke game and that game the other night against Michigan, we weren't scoring, and for him to just to kind of maintain the opponent and just keep them scoreless for such a long period of time allowed us to kind of play catch-up offensively, and that's who he is. He's not really worried about anything outside of just protecting the group, and those are special feelings to see.
Tim Corbin joining us. Now, Tim, he's a young guy, and I don't want to make it about one guy, especially when the topic is about how he's about the group. But you've had some amazing pitchers in your time at Vanderbilt, guys like David Price, Sonny Gray, Walker Buehler, to name a few. I mean, I hate to even go here, but how does Rocker compare to them?
He fits. You know, he's been in a situation, Jim, and one that those guys haven't been in, and that, well, Buehler has. Buehler's been in the College World Series, and he's pitched some great games. And Walker has a confidence level that is high too, which you need certainly in what he's doing right now. But I would say Rock, he's a little bit different. You know, not to say that he's going to be better than any of those guys, but he's different in how he approaches it. He's got a little bit of Price in him. He's got a little bit of Gray. He's got a little bit of Walker, but he says very little. He just does what he needs to do. And I think his maturity level in terms of the days in between the games mean as much to him as the games itself. And that's why he has a chance to be special, because once he gets into that environment, he trusts what he does leading up to that moment.
We're talking to Vanderbilt head baseball coach Tim Corbin. They won the College World Series this year. Now, Tim, when you beat Michigan to win the title, that meant you were going up against Wolverines head coach Eric Bakich, who was your assistant at Vanderbilt. What was it like to face him, and how proud are you of the work that he's done?
Well, we're real with one another. I mean, our families are very close. We're godparents of his kids, and Jiffy's wife is very close with Maggie, my wife. So we've got a lot of connections in between one another. But once we got to the field, then the teams could play. But it was just very enjoyable for both schools and both families to be in that environment and to celebrate the last part of the year. I think we both get over the fact that win or lose, we can go beyond that. But he's just a special guy. And I've always said, Jim, Vanderbilt's not Vanderbilt if it isn't for Eric Backich, because he's a San Jose guy. He was a junior college kid in California, went to East Carolina, played for a close friend of mine, Keith LeClair, who died of ALS, wears his number. And he just goes about things in the right way. He's all about trying to be a good mentor and teacher to those kids. And because of that, he's put that program, which is so very difficult in the middle part of the country, upper middle part of the country, to be in that game at the end of the year. So, yeah, I'm happy and proud of him. It's certainly kind of a, you know, I had coffee with him the next morning and just said what I needed to say to him. But he's a special guy, and I'll always be thankful for him.
That's cool. Tim Corbin joining us. You know, Tim, Vanderbilt is such a unique university, such a unique place. If we were to go back a little bit, Vanderbilt made the NCAA tournament field just three times in the 20th century, the entire century, and now you're the gold standard in college baseball. I'm curious, Tim, what did you see in the program when you first arrived, and did you know you could build something like this?
No, I didn't think so. But what I saw in the program was so relevant back in 2002 when Stanford and Rice and Notre Dame were doing well in college baseball. And I felt, Jim, that from an academic standpoint, you could get kids that were wired right and that had a high care level for what they're doing. And I thought, you know, if you get guys in here that are mentally attached to what they're doing, both academically and athletically, then they're going to have a teachable spirit. And I just felt that at some point in time, we could grow the program. To the level that we grow it here now, I don't know if I could say that. I mean, everyone dreams about it, but those are just dreams. And I think just to be able to build this and get it to where a guy like David Price, who would make a decision to come to Vanderbilt when Vanderbilt wasn't even on his radar, and then Ryan Flaherty and Pedro Alvarez, Sonny Gray, and so on, Mikey Minor. Then you start getting those kids. So, you know, what we did in 2019 is all connected to what we did in 2003, 4, and so on. They're all connected together, and that's, I guess, the consistency is what I'm most proud of.
Tim Corbin joining us for a few more moments. You know, Tim, one of my favorite moments of the past week was when the new basketball coach there, Jerry Stackhouse, who has long been one of my favorites, said this of you, quote, "What Coach Corbin has built over there with baseball is phenomenal. I liken him really to Coach Dean Smith and how he's able to just be a pillar of consistency," end quote. Having talked to Stack for a long time, Tim, I know for a fact he does not just throw around Dean Smith comparisons. What's it mean to hear that from him? And have you spent very much time with Stack yet?
Well, that's high praise, and that's probably out of my lane. But it's very nice of Stack to say that. And, yes, I got Stack going on. I live a mile from campus, and when I park next to him, I have a little Polaris that I drive right through town. And he said, "Dude, where'd you get that Polaris?" And I said, I just got it shot down the street. He goes, "I'm going to get one." He outdoes me. He gets a big white one with big tires, and it can seat about six people. And he parks it right next to mine, like, to show me up.
That's so awesome. That is so good.
He's a good man. He's a good man. I'm happy he's here. He's going to do some special things, and I can't wait to spend more time with him. But he came out to Omaha. That was very nice of him. He and Derek Mason and James Franklin from Penn State, who we've been very close with them for years.
I think that's awesome. All right, so finally, I'm not going to say that the program needed any validation. Far from it. The work you've done is already proof of that. But does a second title mean that you have officially built something that's going to last for a very long time?
I think the thing that is built to last is just the players who have played here that continue to come back and keep their locker here. I think that's the most meaningful thing. We've just been the recipients of a long list of kids that continue to come back and live inside of Nashville and train here and be a part of it. And, you know, if you win a national championship, you do. But I think the biggest things and the paychecks are all those kids that are coming back, the weddings that we've been able to go to, be invited to, because they don't have to do that, and just all the celebratory moments we have of them having kids and being on the field here. So we're just the recipients of the kids, and my wife and I are very happy to be a part of it, and we love it. Love it every day.
He is the head baseball coach at Vanderbilt. The Vanderbilt to a second College World Series title. Tim, I really appreciate that. I appreciated the interview with Kumar recently as well. Congratulations on an amazing year, and I hope we can do it again soon. That was really fun.
Well, I hope so, too. I'm going to tell you this one last thing. You've provided, and I've been a fan of yours since the late 90s, but you've provided so many good interviews for me to use in our baseball classroom with our kids, whether it's Tillman or whether it's Mark or Eric Weddle, Mark Few, Malcolm Brogdon, Tom Barron, Michigan State. I used that one last year. That was phenomenal. But I just appreciate everything you do because you're the best of the best. You have a high care level for what you do as well, and I'm appreciative of that.
Tim, I cannot tell you how much that means to me. Thank you so much for making a point to say that. And I'll be honest with you, during the interview, I was thinking to myself and actually kind of had a message to my EP, my executive producer. I'm like, this guy is absolutely amazing. I am having so much fun with this conversation. I probably shouldn't admit that in the middle of an interview, but I have to say, sure, in the middle of the interview, I was enjoying that so much. I wanted to say, this guy is absolutely awesome. So, Tim, mutual respect, and I really appreciate you.
Likewise. Thanks a lot, Jim. I appreciate it.
You too, Tim. Have a great day. Thank you so much. I would add you, Tim, to the list of our favorite guys to talk to. That is so great. I mean, it's one thing to say, I've listened to you for a long time, and I appreciate your interviews, and I use them, but he could tick them off one by one. These are some of the guys that you've interviewed that I've played or talked about to my team.